A woman climbed the fence at the Bronx Zoo to taunt a lion. And a teacher is on leave after saying the Confederate flag means you intend to marry your sister. And guinea pig ice cream is a hit at a food stall in Ecuador. Who knew? Guinea pig ice cream. Yes, the official sponsor of Weird AF News. No, I wish. This is Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. If you're listening to Weird AF News, I thank you. I greet you. Welcome to the only daily news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. I got some weird shit for you. Let's go.
Smoke a fatty and laugh it up with Jonesy in Weird AF News. Oh, yeah.
A woman climbed into the Bronx Zoo in order to taunt a lion. So you've heard of swimming with the sharks, but what about dancing with lions? That's what this article says about a woman who climbed into the Bronx Zoo exhibit to taunt a lion. She did it over the weekend, New York City's Bronx Zoo. She climbed over the safety rail at the African lion exhibit, you know. Because when you see African lions, you say to yourself, man, I've never been to Africa. I want to go to Africa. And then obviously you crawl over the fence. You want to feel like it is. You're like, I want to go to the motherland. Let's touch a lion or two. I want to feel like I'm going back in time. I want to feel like I'm a hunter-gatherer. Living in the Sahara with nature. Early man. The unidentified woman was filmed standing inside the lion exhibit. Her moment of fame. That's how you want to go viral. Getting your knee bit off by a lion or two. She was near a lion with only a moat with a 14-foot drop separating them. Okay, so she was standing in the exhibit near the lion with a moat separating them. She appears to dance toward the lion and dance for the lion, showing the lion her dance moves. The lion isn't impressed with her dance moves because, of course, the lion really doesn't give a shit about human beings and their social behaviors so much. Especially their dance moves. I mean, you can pop and lock all day in front of a wild animal, and probably you're going to get no response at all, I'd say. But then what do I know? Maybe this woman's a professional interpretive dancer. Perhaps she's just trying to do some, you know, performance art here for the rest of us. Her name is Hernan Reynoso. I'm sorry, that's the name of the person who filmed the video. Hernan, who filmed it, thought at first the woman and her dancing was all part of the exhibit. Did you really? You thought that was part of the exhibit? Some lady in a lion cage dancing? You're at the zoo, not MoMA. Here's a quote from this person that took the video. But when I see she just was there dancing, saying hi to the lion. Hi, lion. And then I knew everything was crazy. Yes, you're right, Hernan. Everything was crazy. Hernan also said when he saw the lion start to get agitated and roar at the woman, he decided to grab his family and leave the scene. Very smart. Most people stick around for that kind of stuff, especially in America. You know? We say, ooh, perhaps this is a moment for me to get more likes on my Instagram account, some followers. Why don't I shoot the scene of the lady being beheaded by a lion or a wild animal? In fact, I'm not even going to call for help. I'm just going to shoot the whole damn shenanigans on video. This is the kind of culture I live in. They don't even call for help. They're just like, let me just get my Instagram stories up. This will be very good for that. The Bronx Zoo officials told the media that there were no injuries from the encounter. They also want you to know they have a zero tolerance policy for antics of this sort. Oh, I really hope they use the word antics because I just love that word. We do not tolerate antics. We have no time for baloney of any sort. You have zero tolerance policy for people climbing over the fence and doing the smurf in front of polar bears? Here's a quote. This action was a serious violation and unlawful trespass that could have resulted in serious injury or death. Barriers and rules are in place to keep both visitors, staff, and animals safe at our zoo. We do not approve any sort of dancing at the zoo. This isn't a wedding reception, it's a zoo, after all. And so if you think you're going to be doing the Macarena over the fence and near some of these wild animals, then you have another thing coming, people. Keep it at the dance club, shall you? The woman was not identified. She's embarrassed. The zoo is filing a criminal trespass report. Yeah, you gotta send a very stern message that you will not be bumping and grinding on our wildlife over here at the zoo in the Bronx, buddy. What do you think this is? Perhaps, first of all, I had no idea that people had the yearning to get up to wild animals and twerk in front of them. So, for those of you who are into this, perhaps we could come together and build some sort of wildlife club, you know? Have you ever been to safari? Like, not safari out in the real safari, but like, there's a place in Jersey. If you go to Six Flags, they have like a wildlife safari. You drive around in your car and the animals are right there. They can just walk right up to your car. That's a place for dancing with animals, I feel like. Go there. Just get out of your car and dance with a giraffe. See what happens. Or let's do the club idea. Wildlife club. Come on, what do you think? Get down, get down. A Georgia teacher told the class that the Confederate flag means you intend to marry your sister. The teacher has been put on leave for this. Yes, a Georgia teacher was reportedly placed on administrative leave after posting in a high school classroom a description of the Confederate flag as an announcement that you intend to marry your sister. Yes, quote, intend to marry your sister, which is a crazy thing to say to a classroom. The name of the high school is difficult to pronounce, but I'm gonna do some vocal warm-up exercises and get ready for this one. Hum to me, hum to ma, hum to me, hum to ma, hum to me. Hum to me, hum to ma, hum to me, hum to ma, hum to me. Hum to me, hum to ma, hum to me, hum to ma, hum to me. Yeah, I learned that taking singing lessons back in the day. Did you know, Jonesy? Yeah, I took all of three classes and was like, boring, just want to sing. So here's the name of the high school. Hefsiba. 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 Hefsiba High School. What is their mascot? I have no idea. The school teacher's description was displayed on the board with a photo of a Confederate flag. So the teacher writes on the board, draws a Confederate flag, then points an arrow at it, right? And then writes, marry your sister, is what this means. Is that what's going on? The description said the Confederate flag is a sticker you put on the back of your pickup truck to announce that you intend to marry your sister. Think of it like a white trash save the date card. Oh man, this is terrible. It's very funny though. It's a funny joke, I have to say. But you can't do this at school. You just can't. You cannot. Look, I know you want to be the funny teacher, man, but you can't cross the line like this. I mean, I would, but I'm not a professional teacher. I'm a professional joke teller, at least I think so. Some of my listeners disagree. Oh, you can't get up in front of a class and do this. You can't even, oh man, you can't say white trash. You can't say this means white trash of any sort. I mean, you want to, but you cannot do that. The district launched an investigation into this teacher after a parent posted a photo of the description to social media. Oh, so, I mean, not only did you put it on the board, but like you left it up there, kids can take the photo and video of it. Are you out of your mind, teacher? Here's a quote from the mother of one of these kids. She found it offensive, so she sent it to me, my daughter, and asked me what I thought about this. The daughter was in the classroom when it happened. Then I posted it to Facebook. Why not? You post everything to Facebook, all your grievances. Every time somebody in your life dies or gets an STD, you just put it on Facebook. That's what I do. That's not her quote. I'm just adding to it. Here's some of the quote. A lot of it is that it's just not morally correct. It's very unethical. It's just something you don't want to discuss today in today's world, and especially inside of a classroom. I agree with you, parent, about the classroom, but it's definitely something you want to discuss. I mean, everything should be up for discussion. Am I right? Your child might come across this kind of thing on their own, and at that point, you should have, discussions about this. Look at it as an opportunity to discuss racism with your child right now. So, in a way, this is very functional what happened at the school. A lot of kids are going to go home and maybe have a talk about racism with their folks and maybe get straightened out. We hope. As for the teacher, well, I don't think administrative leave is enough. The district issued a statement on this controversy. The Richmond County School System is committed to creating a diverse, equitable learning environment for students. The language used in the example was unacceptable and has no place in our classrooms. That's not a Richmond County accent. I just thought it was fun to do. I love how all of these teachers, man, and police officers that like totally step over the line and ruin lives just are put on administrative leave. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? These people should be fired without question. No trial, no check of any sort. We're not going to give you a going away package, you idiot, you ruiner of children's brains. You get nothing. Administrative leave, my ass. You're gone! And the story's going viral, and you're not getting another job in the same field. That's what you get, that's what you deserve. This administrative leave bullshit, I'm tired of it. I'm gonna mount a campaign. Anti-administrative leave, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. I read these stories. These people do terrible things. And then administrative leave is what we give you. We're gonna give you, just take a little vacation, you're gonna get paid. What? Paid vacation. I don't get paid vacations and I don't do shit like this. All right, I don't need to be this angry about it, but man, it really. I've never had a paid vacation. What the hell? What do I gotta go to school and draw dicks on the classroom chalkboard that go viral? Then maybe I get some paid vacation in my life? Is that what I gotta do? This is crazy. What a crazy world I'm living in right now. All right, blood pressure. Bring it down. Well, it's all right if you want, you can stay. I'll give weird news. Guinea pig ice cream is a hit. How? Why? Who would eat guinea pig ice cream? What is it? So curious. Sounds very weird. An ice cream vendor in Ecuador is reportedly seeing a demand for her new and strange offering. Ice cream that's made using the flesh of guinea pigs. Guinea pig meat, known as quai, qui, cuel, cuy is the word. Guinea pig meat in Ecuador. It's typically eaten as a savory dish. In Ecuador and other South American countries like Peru and Colombia, where it's often grilled and served whole. But Maria del Carmen Pelapaña, who runs a small stall near the capital of Quito, has stumbled upon a completely new preparation, and it is a hit, she tells the media. My family and my husband thought I was crazy, she told the media. They didn't think anyone would like these ice creams, but now they are our main product. Pelapaña makes the ice cream by cooking down the guinea pig's meat and making a pate of sorts before blending it with milk or cream, freezing it, and serving it just like she does with her other flavors of ice cream. Come on, man. Guinea pig ice cream blended and adding milk. Come on, man. I mean, at least the meat is cooked, but I'm not into this. I would try it. Oh, what if it is delicious? Imagine. Oh, and speaking of those, some of Pelapaña's other offerings include. Oh, man. Let's just listen to the flavors of this ice cream this woman's peddling down in Ecuador. Beetle. Beetle and mushroom. What? Crab! Crab ice cream? What the hell? I don't know you could make ice cream out of such things. Am I just learning just now that you can make ice cream out of anything and everything? Oh man, this ain't good. People need to be limited at what they can make ice cream out of. We need barriers here. Limitations. I don't think crab and guinea pig is something that ice cream should be made out of. I mean, I'll try it, but man. At the moment, Pelapaña has no reason to believe those other flavors she's come up with won't become popular as well as the guinea pig flavor. One of the guinea pig customers said, "I was suspicious, but it was very tasty." Very helpful quote. I would have been suspicious as well. I am suspicious of strange ice cream. But I will try it. I will try anything once. Just as long as there's no nuts in this damn thing, because I will have a reaction. Can't do it. But I will get me some ice cream. I don't eat ice cream very often because I'm trying to maintain a six-pack here. Not quite a six-pack, but we're getting there. It's something along those lines, anyways. So ice cream is not on the regular diet for Jonesy, but I will risk it all. Risk it all to try the weirdest of ice creams. What is the weirdest ice cream that you have tried? Did you know ice cream could be made from meat, such as guinea pig, such as crab? Did you know ice cream could be made out of beetles and other such insects? What other weird things can ice cream be made out of? Can ice cream be made out of angels and demons? I don't know. Can you make ice cream out of a cinder block? I'm learning here. I'm open to it. I want some ice cream made out of a grounded up microphone. I'll try it. I'm into it. I like microphones. So what is the weirdest ice cream you've ever had? And would you try guinea pig ice cream? How do you feel about it? Are you in Ecuador? Perhaps you could freeze some of this nonsense and mail it to me. I'll give you my address. Do you know Miss Pilipanya? If you're listening, Miss Pilipanya, I want to try your guinea pig ice cream. I'll give you my address. You can mail it to me. I'll give you a full review on a future episode of Weird AF News. Guinea pig! It's my favorite kind of ice cream, guinea pig! Te quiero! Delicioso! My Spanish is okay, right? That's all right. This is Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. I want to thank somebody who gave me a very nice review on iTunes. Speculation to Innovation. A couple of days ago, wrote, "Weird AF News makes my day. Your podcasts are so funny and laugh-inducing, I always do my best to keep up with all of your latest podcasts. It doesn't seem to matter how bad of a day I had, your jokes and reviews never fail to boost my spirits, and they make me feel more positive. Thank you for doing what you do." Oh, I just love that. You bring me to tears, speculation to innovation. And I appreciate that. The more positive reviews you guys give me, the more boners I get. Just FYI. I'm just kidding. They bring me to tears, and I can't have a boner and tears. Seriously, the reviews are great. Give me 4 stars, 5 stars. I don't care. Give me some stars. I like stars. Maybe your podcast machine allows you to give a like. Machine. Weird. Yeah. Whatever you listen to the podcast on, give it a like, give it a review, whatever it is that you do. More importantly, word of mouth, share with a friend. I think that's probably the most helpful thing you can do for me. Spread the love of Weird AF News. Other people can enjoy this on a daily basis. Other people's days can be made more positive, such as speculation to innovation. So yeah, let's do that. And besides, it makes me feel really good to know that we're spreading something that's a better alternative to mainstream news, which makes you wanna slit your wrist. Why not laugh at the folly of the world, you know? The antics of the world. Ooh, allow me to use that word again. Antics, love it. Weird AF News, your daily dose of antics. I need people to record me some Weird AF News intros. If you guys want to do that, just especially professional voiceover people, I could use a few more intros. Record them and send them to my email. I'll give you a shout out. FunnyJones@gmail.com. Also, call the show 646-450-2012. Maybe you want to tell me about your weird ice cream that you've tried in your life. Love to hear that. Maybe you want to send me some weird ice cream. I'll give you my address. I like stuff like that. When I was in Singapore, I had that cat poop coffee. Fantastic. Made a video about it for the Patreon. So my Patreon people know I tried cat poop coffee. patreon.com/weirdafnews, where I'll be editing and uploading a video today of a strange place I just visited over in Ohio. Yeah, join the Patreon. It's really cool. It's really fun. Be part of the club. Get some extra stuff. And just have that good feeling that knowing that you're supporting a daily podcast that brings something to your life and to the lives of those who live in your household, perhaps. You can find me on Instagram @FunnyJones, on Twitter @FunnyJones, and on Facebook it's Comedian Jonesy. Hit me up, as the kids say. Let me know you're alive and well, and then I'm bringing you some laughter. And if not laughter, at least some mild entertainment and education. We'll keep it coming, baby.
Yay!
Oh, Jonesy. I know you just trying to get me under my skin, but anyhow, brother, ain't no way in hell I'd be doing any type of okay hand gestures like that. That's some bullshit. That's for some weak-minded individuals, you know what I mean there, brother? Anyway, if I was that girl's daddy, I'd be showing up at the pickup some late night, you know, drive to the carnival, wherever that asswipe's working, And me and a few of my buddies would be giving that boy a beat down like you wouldn't believe. That is some horse shit. Anyway, where the hell goes Universal Studios anyway? It's all about Busch Gardens, baby. Talk to you later. Jonesy! The only time I ever did an okay symbol was when my buddy's Barracuda was backfiring and it finally kicked in. I said, okay, man, I gave him the symbol. But now that I know what that means, ain't no way in hell you gonna catch me doing that, son. You just trying to provoke me, and I understand that. But damn, dude, that's some serious shit to be spitting at me, man. Come on now, buddy. Anyway, on a lighter note, I'll be going to some Baptist meetings there over at the strip joint, whatever that is there, that preacher strip joint you got there going. I'm pretty sure that's a northern man came down and did that. I gotta declare. But anyway, man, I gotta say, man, you threw me for a loop there with that accusation. I gotta tell you, I'm coming to fisticuffs if this just keeps up. You know what I'm saying there, brother? All right. Hey, shake it, don't break it. Talk to you later.
Good afternoon, my dear Jonesy. This is Inspector Jones calling. And I would just like to point out something that I'm sure you will be blown out about. You know, with this OK symbol. Now, Inspector, we do like to admit and tell you that you have been totally exaggerating. In the case of this OK symbol, it was stated plenty of times that the OK symbol must be displayed upside down. Now, if we take all the evidence, we see that a normal OK symbol is not a problem. As long as you don't make your OK symbol upside down, you should be fine. This is Inspector Jones calling to blow out my friend Jonesy. Donate to his Patreon.
Hey Jonesy, this is Dallas from Minnesota. I have to comment on the OK symbol news story that you did. It does not mean white supremacy. I know the Anti-Defamation League has described it as such. It was a 4chan troll that got everyone to believe it, basically on the premise that progressives will believe anything. And they have proven this time and time again. But the OK symbol just means OK. It doesn't mean white supremacy. The actions where they claim this is that shooter who was in New Zealand. Now, a lot of people refer to this killer as a right-wing individual. He was not. He was left-wing. The reason why he was left-wing is pay attention to everything about him. He used every single tactic that would prove himself to be right-wing. That basically you used anything that would get anyone to think that he was. I don't believe he was. I think he was left-wing, and I think he got his actions that he wanted taken care of having mass gun, removal from the citizens. And I think he in a way feels that he is victorious. Same reason why he said, subscribe to PewDiePie. PewDiePie is not right wing, but a bunch of people on the left claim he is because of some mess up site that he has had on his videos. But if you ever watch his videos, you know he's not right wing. You know he's a normal individual. But pay attention to this OK symbol, search on it. You'll find it has nothing to do with white supremacy. It has everything to do with a troll that convinced people that it was. And then the Anti-Defamation League, which if you really pay attention to that organization, they always are wrong. I wouldn't say always, but most of the time they are. They are extreme left-wing ideology who loves being racist, and that league also loves authoritarianism. Now, pay attention to a lot of the stuff that's happening around you. You will find out that a lot of it is bogus and fake.